United States Treasury Department presents Guest Star. Today featuring a special Christmas program starring Fred Waring and his world-famous Pennsylvanians. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature for United States Savings Bonds, presented by this station as a public service. For Christmas and throughout the year, there's no finer gift than United States Savings Bonds. They're an investment in the happiness of those you love. Truly, the gift that keeps on giving. Give Savings Bonds and buy them for yourself. And now, ready to hold forth in his own inimitable manner, the boss man of the Pennsylvanians, your holiday host, Fred Waring.
Hello, everybody, and thanks for coming. We'd like to start off in a jovial mood, so we thought we'd introduce our old friend Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, who is sporting a brand new paint job concocted and administered by arranger Livingston Gerhardt.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer laughed at him and called him names. They wouldn't let poor Rudolph play in any reindeer game.
And one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, will you guide my sleigh tonight?
Then how the reindeer loved him, as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed had a very shining, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it.
Your nose so bright. Will you guide my sleigh tonight?
Why, sure, Santa. Just follow me. You got nothing to worry about. Here we go.
Uh-oh, Rudolph, watch out for that tree. Crazy mixed up reindeer.
Most famous bit of literature ever written about the season is the Clement Clark Moore, A Visit from St. Nicholas. Ken Darby set this famous poem to music, and our Harry Simeon made a brilliant arrangement thereof. And here is our newest recording with the Pennsylvanians singing, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
St. Nicholas soon would be there. all never rose such a clatter. I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. I ran to the window, I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, threw open the sash.
Then what to my wondering I should appear but a miniature sleigh and a tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick that I knew right away that it must be St. Nick.
More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer, now Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, dash away, dash away, dash away, dash away all.
So up to the housetops the coursers they flew with a sleigh full of toys. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof all the clattering noise
of his galloping hoof.
All bundled in fur from his head to his foot,
his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot.
I drew in my head and was turning around
when down the chimney he came with a bomb.
When kissed by the sun.
His nose like a cherry, all wrinkled with fun.
His droll little mouth was drawn up like the ball.
The beard on his chin was as white as the snow.
The stump of his little old pipe he held tight in his teeth.
And the smoke went around and around and around his head like a wreath.
Oh, he was so jolly and plump. All right, jolly old elf.
And I laughed and I laughed and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself.
He had a broad face
and a little round belly. He still shook when he laughed.
Like a bowl full of jelly.
He gave me a wink of his eye and a twist of his head.
A chuckle and a smile and I knew all the while I had nothing to dread.
He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work. He filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. And laying a finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod up the chimney, he rose.
Sprang to his sleigh, to his team, gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the dawn of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, and he drove out a song.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all. Children are nestled all snug in their wee little beds, while memories of sugar plums dance in their wee little
heads. Mama in her kerchief, Papa in his cap, settled at last.
You know, friends, no matter how much wishing we may do for a white Christmas and all its wintry trappings, when the great day rolls around, it always turns out to be the warmest day of the year. It's warm in terms of kinship and fellowship and mellow feelings toward all the world. It's a good day to rejoice in what we have and to look forward with hope and confidence to what the new year will bring. The Pennsylvanians and I are proud to appear on this special Christmas guest star and to urge you to back up your confidence in the future with regular investments in savings bonds. There is no safer, surer way to save. And every bond you buy is an investment in the greatest country on earth. So to make your new year happier and more secure, and every future Christmas merrier, start saving now with the United States Savings Bonds. There's no finer investment in all the world. To capture the rich solemnity and beauty of this wonderful season, we've selected as our closing number a portion of The Christmas Crib, a work by Roy Ringwald, which is a cycle of 9 different songs. And this one, The Infant Jesus.
So we come to the close of an all-too-brief, transcribed Christmas visit with Fred Waring and his world-famous Pennsylvanians during this, the friendliest of all seasons. I'm sure Fred joins all of us on Guest Star in wishing that the warmth and friendly spirit that fills the air today will remain with you throughout the year. Our thanks and best wishes go to this station, which brings you Guest Star each week as a public service for savings bonds. And now this is John Conte extending the best wishes of the United States Savings Bonds Division for your holiday happiness and saying so long.